The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
You've dialed in to the Grace Evangelical Society's podcast broadcast ministry, Grace in Focus. Thank you for being with us today. Catherine Wright and Ken Yates are continuing their flyover look of the book of Romans. Today we focus on Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. To what does the term all things refer? I think you'll find this a very interesting discussion and helpful, so stay tuned. This discussion will happen right after I introduce the Grace Evangelical Society's website, faithalone.org, chock full of resources just for you as you study free grace theology, hundreds of articles, blogs, books, ebooks, videos, and many other resources. Make sure to avail yourself of all the help that is there. Also, you'll find on our website where we may be coming and doing a regional conference near you. Find out about all these things when you join us on faithalone.org. All right, time now for our discussion of the day. Here are Catherine Wright and Ken Yates.
It's so great to be with you as we continue our study in Romans 8. We're just going to be real honest with you, right from the very beginning.
We already have a headache.
We are just going to admit that this is a very difficult topic that we're about to talk about. And we are going to try to simplify it because we have no other choice. Because that's the only way we can understand it. I'm from Kentucky. So what we're trying to do is try to describe some of the things that Zane wrote in his outstanding commentary on Romans, Deliverance from Wrath.
And which is available at faithalone.org if you are looking for a great commentary. Zane Hodges is phenomenal.
It will challenge you to think about these
things. And we also encourage you to send in your questions. As we've been going through this book, we know there's a lot that we can't say. You know, there's just so much in Romans. And so if you have any questions, please send them in to us and we'll maybe do some Q&As on Romans in the future.
Well, let's just get into what we're talking about. We're talking about the Greek word all or all things. In this section of Romans, the end of Romans chapter 8, there's three places where this concept or this word occurs. Notice in verse 22. Now, this is the New King James Version. For we know that the whole creation, that's the Greek word all. We could say all of creation. Then notice in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. There's all things again. And then notice in verse 32. So it's verse 22, verse 28, and verse 32. Paul says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us, and there it is again, all things? So what is the connection here with this all things, all of creation, all things work together? He will give us all things. What is Paul's point here? First off, the easy part. Let's just state real clearly what Paul is not saying, particularly in verse 28. Verse 28 is a verse that we hear all the time, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Mm-hmm. And that's taken to mean all believers. Well, it's not talking about all believers. Paul is talking about those believers who love God. Not all believers love God, but many times you hear people say, well, all things work together for good to all believers. So if something happens to you when you're a believer, it's all good. It's going to work out for good. God's going to work it to give you a job or a good husband or a good wife or health or something like that.
I think it's also usually seen as the here and now. Right now, things will be great.
Yes. And what we've been saying in these podcasts is that the end of Romans 8 is not talking about all believers. It's talking about believers who suffer with the Lord.
If you listen to our previous episode, we were talking about the emphasis on suffering. So in fact, it's the opposite, that Christians, everything's just going to work out and be great here in your life is not true. And we see that in chapter 8, the emphasis is actually on Christian suffering.
So. Right. It's in the context of suffering. Mm-hmm. So it's not all the, I'm going to get a great job now mm-hmm. because I'm a believer. People will even say, you know, if you're living carnally, if you're living in the flesh and you do something stupid, like you get a DUI because you're not walking driving. With the Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's all going to work out for good. No, that's not what Paul is talking about mm-hmm. here. But Zane Hodges in his commentary has a very deep discussion about all this. And I'm going to do my very best to summarize what he says. And I'm just going to be honest, it challenges me. But what he says here is that these things go together. All of creation in verse 22 is groaning and going through birth pangs. So all of creation is like a woman about to give birth, and this new birth is the world to come. Christ is coming, and all of creation is groaning under the weight of the curse of death, of corruption in the world. It has been impacted by the sin of mankind as well. So all of creation is just groaning. And then he says that when we suffer with the Lord and are experiencing the first fruits of the Spirit, verse 23, we also groan. So we are joining in creation, in this groaning that as we walk by the Spirit, as we suffer with the Lord, we are joining in with creation, looking for this new world where sufferings will cease, where sin will be no more, and we have a first fruits of the Spirit, and we are waiting for the day when we have a full experience.
So again, it's not that all things will work for good right now, exactly. But that it's looking to the new creation that is to come, the new world that is coming.
Right. Mm-hmm. For Zane's comments in his commentary, it's important to see that all things is talking about creation. So then what does Paul mean in verse 28 when he says that all things work together for good? This is where it gets a little tricky. What Zane is saying is the all things takes us back to the all of creation. The all things of creation mm-hmm. is working for good. When Paul says all things work together, it's not talking about all things in my life. Mm-hmm. All the things in my life are working together mm-hmm. to come out for my benefit. Okay, I may be going through a hard time now, but you know, I'm going to get a better job next year or something like that. What he says is the believer is working with creation. We are working together with creation, looking forward to the good of the coming kingdom, this new birth. And so it is a cosmic, we are involved in a cosmic drama with creation.
Symphony, I think, is the word he used as well. Here's a direct quote, which I think is maybe helpful from his commentary. He says, "The sufferings and groanings of the creation itself are part of one and the same total experience with our own sufferings."
Right.
So it's coming together. They work together to give birth to this new world that's coming.
We are joining in with creation, longing for the coming of this new world. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that in the Olivet Discourse, when it talks about the tribulation, Jesus talks about birth pains yes. as well. And so Paul is using this imagery of a woman about to give birth, and the suffering believer is joining with creation as we wait for this coming kingdom. And by the way, this is only for those who love God.
And yeah, I was going to ask about that. I think the conditional right. here is those who love him. Well, not all believers love the Lord.
Right.
Not all believers are led by the Spirit. You know, what does it mean to love God here? It means to suffer
right.
with him.
It's those who walk by the Spirit are the mature sons of God. These are yeah. the ones who love God. And so here's Zane's view. And then notice the word all things also occurs in verse 32. "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" And so what's going on here is if all things is creation, then when the king comes, creates his kingdom, and then in the eternal state, a new heaven and a new earth, he's going to give us all those things. But it's for those who love the Lord. It's for those who are suffering with Christ. It goes back to verse 17. We will be glorified with him. If we suffer with him, we will be joint heirs with him. And so all things here is not, well, all believers are going to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. All things are creation that the suffering believer is joining in, working with, longing for this coming kingdom. And when that kingdom comes, the one who has suffered is going to be given all these things.
They will inherit it. Going back to one of our previous discussions, they will be a joint heir. They will own part of that creation alongside Christ.
Right. But I still wonder in verse 28, if it's improper, even if we follow Zane's discussion here, that all things work together. He takes the all thing there to be creation. But I wonder if we could say the believer who is suffering for the Lord, those sufferings are working for good. You know, Zane might say, well, that might be true, but that's not what Paul is talking about here.
Right. I always think of Joseph, you know, when his brothers come and he says that what you meant for evil actually turned out for good.
Right.
I think that's typically the mindset that people come here. But Zane's arguing something a little bit deeper.
Yeah. He says that this working together is not a individual thing.
Right.
He says it's a corporate thing. It's really a creation thing, which puts our suffering as obedient believers on a completely higher level.
Which is an encouragement,
right?
That we are joining with creation itself.
Our sufferings are part of God's plan, and we're joining
with cosmic. You can be part of this cosmic plan.
Right.
And that will bring this new creation, and that's beautiful.
Right. Thank you for listening, and remember, keep grace in focus.
Bob Wilkins' book, Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance, is available right now at 50% discount to Grace and Focus listeners at faithalone.org. Get half price through May 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word REPENT. That's at faithalone.org. Are you interested in finding other Free Grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Next time on Grace in Focus, we look at what is sometimes called the golden chain of Romans 8, 29, and 30. So please join us for it. We'll be looking for you. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.